This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Anne Fraser is a visually impaired tandem cyclist who founded the Glasgow Tandem Club in 2018. Her and her pilot, Diane Lusman, have been cycling together for years and are here today to talk about their relationship and their adventures together. So Anne, let's start with you. How did you first get into tandem cycling?
Back in the days of the Guide Dogs Adventure Group, which is going back quite a long way, probably 1980s, 90s, they used to have tandem holidays and tandem weekends, as well as other activity weekends. And I guess that's when I first got hooked on tandeming. I remember my very first tandem holiday I went on, which was a trip in Normandy. We were staying out there, I think it was about 10 days, and being on with this very, very experienced male pilot. What got me hooked on the tandeming was the whole kind of thrill, a scary kind of thrill, exciting and really frightening at the same time. I know that sounds a bit odd and a bit weird, but it was just terribly exciting, terribly thrilling to go at such speed down hills and things. Just the kind of whole thing about feeling it didn't matter that I couldn't see as long as I could cycle, you know, as long as I could keep my legs going and not run out of breath. It seemed to work. I loved that. I loved not necessarily it being obvious that I couldn't see necessarily. So that was a long time ago. And then eventually around about 2010, 11, I actually bought my own tandem and yes, took it from there.
And how about you, Diane?
Well, I've only ever really tandem cycled with Anne. I'd never done it before. So from my side, I was on a Land's End to John O'Groats cycle on my own bike when Anne sent out an email to the local Cycling UK, as CTC was at the time, so the local CTC group, asking if anyone would be interested in piloting. And as it happened, on the Land's End John O'Groats trip, there was a tandem couple. They were very impressive and it looked like a lot of fun, and I thought, well, that's something that I could do. And so I contacted Anne, and when we got back, we went and had a go along the canal, which was a bit of a disaster really, because the canal path is really potholed and I didn't really have a clue what I was doing, and I was worried that somebody would crash into Anne and she would fall in the canal. I really couldn't get going, but we persevered and we went to the park, and eventually we managed to, after 2-3 goes, get out onto the road. And it was fun, and I do like a challenge, and I wasn't really ready to give up. And I'm sure that Anne must have thought, for goodness sake, this one's not going to be any good, when she first met me, but hopefully I've proved her wrong.
To be fair, you were only just having a bit of a go, because I think I was on with somebody else on a ride, and you were just having a quick go at it. It's a bit scary for the pilot, really, first time, because yeah, there's so much to think about, you know, and there's so much to actually, you don't realise how much you've got to control the bike at the front and how much upper arm strength you really do have to have, as well as looking out for, as Dan says, potholes, obstacles, people, dogs. You know, it's no easy feat by any means. But no, I thought, look, we can keep going at this and hopefully this will work out. And I remember it not taking terribly long, actually. A couple of times in Pollock Park, and I think we were up and away. It's good that you've gone through that and kind of learned how to cycle together, because you become very, very synchronized. You no longer have to do the things like, right, 3, 2, 1, go, or whatever. You know, you don't have to do that anymore because it's just there and you're doing it in perfect synchronization.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm actually very aware of that, Anne, if I'm on with somebody else, not you, because I have to start thinking again about what I need to communicate and tell them, and they don't always intuitively feel when I'm slowing down, whereas you do.
That's right. See, you feel the same when you've got new pilots on, and you're like, I'm conscious of gripping the handlebar even tighter, and I'm like, oh. My saddle might be a little lower, because you're like, I need to get to the ground, if I need to get to the ground quickly, you know, you're altogether less relaxed.
And the first time you cycled with someone, they were very experienced, but Diane had never piloted anyone before she cycled with you. Was it hard to build up trust with her and other new pilots to the place where you felt comfortable cycling together?
Because you are really having to trust them with literally your life when you're out on a road, you know. But it's never felt like that to me. You know, I don't feel like I'm handing over responsibility for, you know, and total trust. You're less relaxed with a new person. You're tenser. You're holding the handlebars tighter and stuff like that. And you're just very kind of ready to, right, get my feet down very quick if I have to, do a sudden stop, they suddenly bang a chicane or something like that. You're just conscious of that going on all the time. So I suppose in a sense, yes, with a brand new person, you are less trusting. It certainly feels risky. And so I'm far more alert to everything that could possibly go wrong.
Communicating with new people that are piloting, you've learned how to advocate for yourself and really share your experience in a clear way. Have you found that's kind of improved through
your time? Yes, that certainly has improved over time, because initially I wouldn't question necessarily what someone was doing or whatever. And it's funny, you know, that, yeah, because I noticed that with brand new stokers, you know, so these are the people like me on the back, the cyclists on the back. A lot of them will not or don't question so much, or don't say things like, well, I prefer this cadence, or I prefer this speed, or I like that or this. Because I think, you know, there is that whole thing about, well, this person has agreed, there's some kind of contract here, they're taking me out, I should be grateful for that, and therefore I'm not going to stipulate, you know, what I need or how they should be doing it. And equally, you know, sometimes with new pilots, you know, they'll come on the front and they really will have a kind of, I know what I'm doing. You don't need to tell me what I'm doing. I've been a cyclist for years, but it's very, very different to just straightforward solo cycling. It's very different. And some people are better at taking constructive feedback than others. I guess that's life, isn't it?
And Diane, for you, how did tandem cycling compare to cycling by yourself?
It was entirely new for me, the whole thing. So I had no previous experience of working with or being with people with a vision impairment. So the whole area was completely new to me. So and I do know that some pilots, or some people who have thought about being pilots, find that just a little bit too difficult. They feel it's too much of a responsibility, that, you know, they feel totally responsible for this other person on the back, and that's too much for some people. I didn't really think of it like that. I think we have a sort of a mutual understanding that if something goes wrong, it's not necessarily one person's fault. We're not going to sue each other if we have had an accident before. Yep. It wasn't very pleasant. But I think I'm probably reasonably cautious, and maybe that's why Anne feels comfortable with me, because I really don't like taking any risks whatsoever, sometimes to the point of being excessively cautious, but I suppose that's better. It is very different, entirely different to cycling on your own. There's lots of things that it takes time to get used to, so the tandem's longer, so taking a corner is more difficult, you have to take it more slowly, wider, lots of things to think about, and also the communication with the person on the back. You know, you need to be telling them what you're doing, what you can see around you.
I mean, Diane's particularly good at the audio description, because that's one thing I do pick up with some of the other pilots, you know. And I listen to a lot of the other tandem pairs when we're out with the club, and sometimes it is, you know, the kind of just nattering away for the sake of nattering away. But meanwhile, we're in the middle of gorgeous countryside, and there are sheep in the fields, and there are various maybe bits of wildflower or meadow, farmland, lambs, cows, birds, you know, and nothing is getting described. I remember one time we were on Arden, there was a group of us on Arden, and, you know, Diane saying to me, right, we're coming up to this bit and there's hundreds of seals, can you hear the seal? And I could hear the seals. She said, you know, there's hundreds of them, and then they're just basking on the sandbags, da 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 da. Meanwhile, all you can hear at the back of us, the other pairs coming up, is chat chat chat, inane chat, it seemed to me. And none of them had even spotted or heard that there were seals or Nothing. And there was no commentary from any of the other pilots about, oh my goodness, there's hundreds of seals there on a sandbank. And I couldn't help for feeling very disappointed for the other stokers, because I just feel, gosh, you see, this is a big part of why I love cycling out on kind of country roads and things like that, because I want to know what's going on. I want to know what's around me. And plus, if we're at a busy bit of town, more urban development, yeah, and we're coming up to a traffic light, I want to know there's three cars in front, because that means, you know, we may not get through that particular traffic light. So when we take off, it'll be slowly, 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 and we may have to stop again, you know, before we get through. It's not always being communicated. But then these are people who, unlike Diane and I, who've cycled for years, and that's why it becomes just very intuitive then, and you're talking away about stuff like that all the time. Yes, there is the, I'm aware that Diane is cautious. I have to be honest, you know, I would get a little bit irritated sometimes, but that's just my natural kind of, come on, let's go. But I'd rather be with somebody who was cautious than gung-ho. I don't particularly enjoy being on with gung-ho. And they're usually gung-ho chaps, I have to say, who just seem to be cycling as if they're cycling their own solo bike. And the stoker's maybe not quite part of the team. So I like the fact that Diane respects me as an important, essential part of the team, and vice versa. And that's how we are. We're a team. We're not a single person doing something to the other. We are working as a team. And it works very well, and it works very smoothly. Other people who see us and they see how balanced we are and stuff like that, and they're quite impressed. We get quite a few comments like, looking good, girls. You know, and then other times you get the usual, you know, the one on the back's no pedaling. I mean, we had this joke once that we would kind of almost go up to somebody and embrace them if they could actually come up with some unique, unique statement. You get some good ones from kids, don't you, Diane? Like, you do. Oh, mommy, look at those cool bikes.
Well, the best one was, there's a bike with two wheels.
Two wheels. And you know what they meant. You know, they
yeah.
Meant,
and there's a double bike.
There's a double bike.
Well, thank you, Anne and Diane. We'll continue our chat in another interview. But for now, you've been listening to RNIB Connect Radio.
Good company on RNIB Connect Radio.
So you folks had an accident a few years ago and you came off your bike. How did you end up working towards getting back on the bike together and feeling comfortable again?
Do you know what? I don't think it was a question of not getting back onto the bike. It was more, when would we be able to get back onto the bike? Diane came off a lot worse than I did. She ended up with a bone poking through her knee or below her knee. Meanwhile, I just had really bad grazing and bits of stone from the road in my skin, as you do. Although I felt quite winded when we hit. I think I hit the handlebar. But anyway, but Diane came off much the worse and had a couple of nights or so in hospital.
I did. But I mean, it wasn't a serious injury as things go. It just needed a sort of washout under anaesthetic to make sure there wasn't any infection and stuff. I just had a nasty cut in my knee. It never really occurred to me that I wouldn't get back on.
No. And it's the only real accident we've had, to be honest.
It was just due to potholes and really bad road surface and possibly going slightly
That's
too
all
fast.
It was.
But the horrible thing was the cars didn't actually stop. They just drove around us. But fortunately, eventually, a friend of mine was passing and stopped to help.
I've had worse accidents than that, I can tell you, on some of the holidays and other. But just accidents will happen, you know what I mean? And I've certainly had a lot worse than that, where I've literally tumbled or somersaulted off the back of the bike. It's one of those things.
And do cyclists and pilots need to be really closely matched for fitness levels, or is it quite flexible just depending on the slower person in the duo?
Well, it certainly helps if your fitness is, you know, at least starting from the same level. I mean, Diane does a lot more, you know, Diane's into triathlon and all sorts of things. So, whereas I'm mainly just cycling, bits of walking. I have a gym, stuff like that. That's how I keep fit generally. Your fitness really has to be kind of equivalent. Sometimes new pilots believe they have to literally kind of pull somebody around, you know. And that's not how it should be. You know, you should be able to kind of, as we always say, push your own weight, you know. So you've got to be as fit as your pilot, really, and vice versa. You've got to be both fit enough. Otherwise, it doesn't really work. It's not appearing, you know.
And what do you think is your best cycling memory together?
That's really difficult because...
I was just thinking that.
In the early years, we did Arran, which I think is great ride. And for any cyclist, solo cyclist, or even more so for a tandem cyclist. We had a very memorable trip to Isla one time over a couple of days where it rained the whole time. But memorable for different reasons because it was so wet. And then we put the tandem on the bottom of a bus to get it home because it was such a horrible day.
Yeah, I mean, Arran does take a lot of beating, whether you're doing five ferries or just going around Arran. I mean, there's so much to listen to and different sights and sounds. It's a great island. The standout moment would probably have to be, in terms of challenges, would be the first 100 mile that we did. Just at the end of that, I mean, I was fit for nothing, basically. I just literally, my legs were like jelly. But it was so great to have achieved that. And we've done, I don't know, have we done three? I can't remember, we've done two or three. Three, I think. Just from a total challenge and physicality point of view, that was amazing to do that.
It was.
Yeah.
You don't have to do 100 miles. You can start with Millport.
No, absolutely not.
Well, thank you so much, Anne Fraser and Diane Lusman from the Glasgow Tandem Club for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if people want to learn more about the Glasgow Tandem Club, where's the best place for them to do that?
You could Google or ask your smart speaker or whatever, you know, for Glasgow Tandem Club. We do have a website and we're also on the Cycle UK website. So I'm sure if you just Google Glasgow Tandem Club, we would come up. And there is a contact us kind of form that everybody's probably quite familiar with, or you can just phone us and it will be me inevitably you probably speak to in the first instance if you're going to phone. So yes, people can get in touch with us. We've also got colleagues in North Ayrshire who are coming up for their first year. So we are kind of quite closely involved with them, and a lot of them cycle with us as well. So that's been pretty good and we've been able to help each other out.
Well, thank you so much, Anne Fraser and Diane Lusman, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about your experiences of tandem cycling together.